I could imitate Big Fatty for y'all. Today was especially bad.
I haven't listened.
We need to say something so we can be on the beginning of his next show.
I think you just did.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Today was especially bad.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 441 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 13th of October, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to natter about all the love he has received. Plus, we're going to send out a little birthday wish. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I am going to tell you, Big Fatty was just, evidently, everybody thought Big Fatty was just a big old softy. Oh, Big Fatty, you're just a big softy. You love us, and we love you, too. Y'all, because I've heard from all kinds of people about yesterday's show, and y'all, they were just such nice comments, and Boss Boy up there wrote that, oh, Big Fatty, we obviously need to nominate the BFO as for the gassiest podcast at the podcastawards.com. And I said, well, you know, if there was a podcast award for the gassiest podcast, I'm sure I would win it. And then I told him, I said, that Feast of Pafools always wins it. And he goes, oh, Burke Fatty, you're 100 times better than they are. Oh! And Tim in Tampa thought Big Fatty was just a big old mushy thing. And Kim Beaver, she was all worried because I was answering the phone while I was in the sling. And, you know, I had a phone call from the patron saint and Ron Prada Soho, and they were just all Big Fatty, you always make us just a chuckle. We just get a little chuckle from you. And y'all, Captain Obvious, I don't know if you know Captain Obvious, but he compared Big Fatty to Fred Astaire and the Winter Warlocks. And, you know, when the Winter Warlocks' icy hearts melt, you know, oh, Burn Party. And he says, I have love-itis. Oh, love-itis. And y'all, you know, I really just thank you so much for supporting the Big Fatty, because it really means a lot to me. And I really appreciate it. And I know I'm sounding like somebody else, but anyway. Won't go there. Y'all, speaking of people who actually had something nice to say, I got on the Skype last night, and the Sea Hag was on there.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, she even had a backhanded compliment for me. She says, you know, I don't know why I like you. I don't. No, I do not know why I listen to you, because all you do is make those mouth sounds that drives me crazy. But there's just something charming about you. And y'all, then she got up and went and ate a big old pan full of brisket. And y'all, she just, and there's all kinds of juice and all kinds of stuff with the brisket, and she made macaroni and cheese. There's probably juice with it also. And y'all, then she made Brussels sprouts. Y'all, I thought you had to eat those when you were bad. But, oh, no, I like them when they're soft and I can chew on them, you know. Oh, I don't like them when they're not soft. I like my soft food, and I don't like much seasoning either, because I have no idea where I'm going with that. But y'all, before the time gets away from me, let's do this. Now, y'all, even though she's unsubscribed, today is the eldest daughter's birthday, and she is 29. And y'all, I sent her a special present of a white birthday, and I made it snow up there in the Minnesotas. And y'all, who doesn't enjoy a white birthday? Except maybe the people in Minnesota. Y'all, that's Fairy Princess Holly that's having the birthday, and y'all, she was bitching. She's just like her father. She's bitching about the weather, and oh, make it stop! You better stop! No snow! But anyway, and y'all, since we're singing Happy Birthday, I forgot that yesterday was Thanksgiving Day up there in Canada. And so I want to send out a very happy Thanksgiving to all of my Mexican listeners who are up there in the Canadas listening to the BFO. So anyway, and that's kind of like a birthday because y'all, you know, I don't understand why they have Thanksgiving. What if they got to give thanks for, except maybe not living in America. But anyway, it's not like John Smith and Pocahontas was a part of their Thanksgiving. I mean, do they have a good Thanksgiving story? I don't think so. They didn't. They don't have the Indians and the cornmeal mush and Squanto. Don't forget Poopy Squanto now. And y'all, but you know, I don't know what the Mexicans up there in Canada would have to be thankful for. Maybe that short bus and turnip heads up there. I don't know. Maybe the people drive trucks up there, and I don't know. And why are we what are you thankful for? Oh, Bert, we're not discussing that because no. Y'all, today is somebody else's birthday too, but I've forgotten who it is. So, a very happy birthday to insert your name here. And I hope that insert your name here has a wonderful, wonderful birthday. All right, everybody. One of the things that, y'all, first of all, I meant to mention this to you when I told you about the coupon on yesterday's show. Y'all, I walked into the Publix, and y'all, I swear to God, the Publix has gone absolutely apeshit for the cinnamon brooms. Y'all, I walked in, and you know, whereas before, there had been a box of the cinnamon brooms, and they had, you know, probably a dozen of them in that box. Y'all, I walked in on Sunday, there must have been 20 boxes of cinnamon brooms. Y'all, it was like walking into a smoky bar where everybody was smoking cinnamon brooms. And y'all, I mean, you just got home and you thought, oh, my clothes are just going to smell like a cinnamon broom. But y'all, it was just overpowering. Overpowering. If only we knew somebody who worked at the Publix that could get us a discount on a cinnamon broom. But, you know, we don't know anyone like that. Oh, Big Friday. Y'all, there was something else I was going to talk about today, and I have forgotten what it is. I mean, I've got another little topic here, but it seems like there was something else that I had on the list here that I wanted to talking about. Big Party, what are you talking about? Y'all, Bjorn sent me some fair photos from the Texas State Fair, and y'all, as I wrote back to him, I said, Bjorn, there were not nearly as many fat people in those photos as I expected. But y'all, they've got all these nude statues, and y'all, I didn't think that they liked the nakedy Nekedi statues in Texas. Tejas, that's Mexican for the Texas. And, oh, Lord, and y'all, Tim in Tampa, he has just been very, 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 very kind in his comments about yesterday's show. And, y'all, he also asked Big Fatty, this is not really an Ask Big Fatty, but maybe I should make this an Ask Big Fatty. What do you think? Oh, Burke, why do you hurry up and make a decision? We can't wait any longer. Y'all, he was talking about the fucking machines. And he wanted me to give a review of the fucking machines. And, y'all, I've never used one. And he was looking at some of the demonstration videos of these fucking machines. And he's just not sure about that. And he thinks that they may be like a boat, that they'd be great to own to a point, and then you just, it becomes a pain in the ass, literally. And you gotta, you know, come up with some excuse for having it when the minister stops by. And, you know, can you just imagine how much your power bill would go up if you had one of those fucking machines? And, you know, y'all, if y'all need to see the demonstration videos, you can write to Tim in Tampa and ask him where you can find those, or just goggle a fucking machine. Speaking of goggling, y'all, did you hear on Monday's show that Perfetti and that Ramble Redhead won the prize? They won a prize over there at the Live It Up podcast just before Miss West quit. He's quit, y'all. Everybody, it's what all the cool kids are doing. It's going to be to the point where the only, you better love Big Fatty, because he's going to be the only one that's still around, y'all. He's going, oh, no, you're, no. And so I'm just saying. I am just saying. So anyway. All right, I don't see what I was looking for, so fuck it. Y'all, one of the things I wanted to talk about, oh, I'm a little snotty. by the way, that was Arthur and Lurie Warbucks and my grandson, Stephen, from Wisconsin. Stephen, oh, it's good. But they were all on that New Zealand show. It was the live show. And they were chitter-chatting, y'all, and they were talking about Big Fatty because they just wanted, y'all, they wanted, it's a snowflake microphone. They wanted to, y'all, speaking of that, let's just take a look at this since I'm looking at things. Obviously, I was looking at the snowflake microphone. Let's just look over here and see how many days it is until Gay Christmas. Let's just check it out, shall we? Here we go on the iPhone. Y'all, it's 18 days until Gay Christmas. I hope you have got your costume ready. Y'all, if you're looking for a sexy costume, they've got some recommendations here. Let me just run down a few of them. Angel Fantasy, Bad Kitty. Y'all, I would love to see what Bad Kitty looked like. You know, Miss Kitty, can you send us a picture of Bad Kitty? Oh, Burke Friday, belly dancer. You know, Miss La 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 Lauren is a belly dancer. Black Cat, Boarding School Girl. Y'all, that sounds very naughty. Busted Convict. Oh, I don't know what that is. Cha-Cha Girl. That would be, y'all, that is that Gravitas. He is a Cha-Cha Girl. That's probably what he's going to be for Halloween. There's the French Maid. Y'all, by the way, Big Fatty and Miss Porter and Granny, we did a cocktail party at the horror event this past weekend, and Big Fatty dressed as Dudley Do-Right, and Miss Porter was a French maid, and Granny just wore a shirt that said police, because, you know, it was the murder mystery and mayhem. And so I was Dudley. Oh, Dudley Do-Right. Hello, Nell. Nell. Oh, sweet Nell. She's now a French maid. She's working the streets. Oh, Nell. And I was doing that, and y'all, my voice drove people crazy. Just drove people crazy. But y'all, we won the prize. We won the prize. And y'all, speaking of this, speaking of the prize, at the banquet, We were all there, and we had the parade of the different leather flags and all this kind of stuff. And it's called the Parade of Colors. Not colors, but colors. But then they sang the national anthem, and y'all, then they sang, and this is a quote, they sang the Negro national anthem. And y'all, I had never heard of this before. I never knew that there was such a thing. And everybody seemed to know it. Well, not the white people, but everybody else seemed to know it. And y'all, it was quite interesting because, y'all, I'm 53 years old, and I never knew that there was such a song. And I couldn't tell you anything about it, but I just thought it was very interesting that such a thing existed, and Big Fatty had no idea. Jesus.
Shut it down, Big Fatty. Shut it down.
And, y'all, did I mention that Miss West was not feeling well over the weekend, and he had three or four biscuits, and Vera was feeling good over the weekend, and she had three or four briskets.
But funny, you know how to turn them around for us.
Anyway, little guys, y'all, I got a statement of my 401, no, not my 401k, it's my 403b, and y'all, it is, it just sucked balls there for a while, and you know, it just wasn't worth a tinker's damn, you know, it just dropped in value. But y'all, this past quarter, it has shot up, y'all, because it's all invested in that Goldman Sachs, and y'all, I believe that's something run by the Jews. I don't know that for sure, but that sounds like, doesn't Goldman Sachs, doesn't that sound like the Jews? What do you call it? The 403B has shot up, y'all, and this is what Big Fatty is going to use to buy some of his retirement. And so, y'all, I'm in a quandary because, you know, I'm ready to buy the retirement. But, y'all, if it shoots up like that every quarter, I'm just going, oh, Bert Hardy, maybe you don't need to buy it quite yet. You can buy a lot more of it because, you know, there'll be no raises because, you know, we're facing the furloughs. We know it's coming. We just don't know when. We don't know when the other boot's going to drop, so to speak. Y'all, my grandson, who is on the beginning of today's show as well, he doesn't really talk. He just giggles in the background. Y'all, he was so thankful that Big Fatty mentioned him at the beginning of yesterday's show and, you know, warned him that we were going to be talking about the horror. And, y'all, it really wasn't that much of a horror. I mean, you know, it's all Big Fatty, it's all relative. We've heard much worse come out of you. Sometimes it comes out of your mouth, and sometimes it comes out of out of your brisket. As long as it's not a juicy brisket. Ooh, Big Fatty. Anyway. Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.